There were devastating floods in Nashville last May. Parts of the city were swamped. Famous spots, including the Grand Ole Opry and the Soundcheck Music Storage Building, were flooded. Exquisite instruments owned by world-famous musicians, including Vince Gill, Peter Frampton, and Keith Urban, were destroyed. 24 hours later, Keith Urban was in the studio to begin recording the album, which comes out this week, Get Closer.
Yeah, where you wanna go, baby, name the town. We could go up and north, we could head down south. Roll down the windows with the radio loud. Come on, turn it up.
Keith Urban joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
Yeah, Billboard quotes your producer, Dan Huff, is saying that you walked in carrying a bouzouki?
Yeah.
That's the Greek lute, right?
Yeah, it is. It's sort of like a mandolin on steroids. I'd written a few songs on it, and that was all that was left. I mean, everything else had been had succumbed to the Cumberland River, and it was time to make a record. And I thought, we've got songs, we've got the studio booked, and even though I don't have any guitars, we'll get in there and we'll start with what we got.
And did the experience of the floods change the tone, the experience of recording this album, do you think?
Yeah, I think it did. It certainly took me out of my comfort zone as far as my instruments. But not having all of my usual instruments to reach for, I think, was creatively liberating as well.
Well, let's listen to the opening cut, if we could. Put you in a song.
Okay.
Put you in my car and drive and turn you up the loud. Roll down all the windows and shout it out. I love this girl. Yeah, if I could press play, repeat how happy I'd be. Wherever I'd go, I'd have you there with me. You'd be right where you belong. I want to put you in my song. And if I get it right, everybody will be singing along. Oh, yeah. And when I see you on the street, they'll say, hey, ain't you the girl in that song?
Mentioned this new album's called Get Closer. Is there a theme?
I didn't set out to write a theme, but I think the theme of relationships, and in particular the revelation for me of realizing that in my own life I've spent so much of my life running from not just relationships but the intimacy of a relationship and real love. And I know why. I think anybody that's had their heart broken for the first time knows that to love again is so difficult, to really love again. And it took finally meeting my wife for me to realize that if I actually pull closer to her, pull her closer and get closer to her, the very thing my instinct tells me to not do, it's had a profound effect on my life and our marriage and everything else. So that theme sort of emerged on this record.
Well, tell us a little bit about your wife, if you could.
I'm married to Nicole Kidman, and we met 5 years ago at an event, and I don't know, we just hit it off. Obviously, both from Australia, but came to the States, you know, many, many, many years ago. I've lived in Nashville 18 years now, and it was just one of those beautiful, meant to be, finally finding the one moments, and it's just been that way ever since. And as a matter of fact, getting deeper every year.
Of course, you have a daughter.
We do. We have a daughter, Sunday Rose, who's 2 years and 4 months, and gosh, just such a joy.
Changes your music too.
Changes everything. Just getting on the stage and playing feels different. And just going for a drive in the car, everything feels. If there could be a new color added to the rainbow, there was a new color added.
Mr. Urban, that's a great line.
that's what it feels like, I guess. It just wasn't there before, and now there's a new one.
Let's listen to another song, if we could. Kind of bittersweet lyric. Right on back to you.
The rain's coming down hard tonight. I pulled the car over, now I'm sitting alone on the roadside. I
tilt the mirror down and say to me, why you always think the answer's gotta be to just leave.
So what's the song about?
It's probably the centerpiece, I think, of the whole record. It's really that image of a guy having some sort of altercation with this girl, and he gets in the car and off he goes, driving off into the distance. And you know, you get really honest with yourself in a car. My experience has always been that we get our independence and we find romance and we experience heartbreak and bad news, good news, and we experience some of the most intimate, honest conversations we'll ever have in a car, sitting in the garage when it's dark. And I wanted to write a song from that place.
We put the word out over Twitter and Facebook that we'd be talking to you and ask people to have a few questions. May we ask you?
Sure, yeah.
Caitlin McQuaid asks, is there anything about rural Australia in his music? Does he believe in a global country experience?
A global country experience?
Because there's Canadian country music. You were not the only Australian in Nashville, as I understand.
No.
Yeah.
I think for me what it is, it's there's a spirit of community. My songs have always dealt with very universal subject matter, love and freedom and internal struggles, spiritual struggles and so forth. So I think from that standpoint, I've found a lot of fans all around the world that definitely relate to the music.
A. Boyan asks, his life has been a roller coaster. What was the biggest turning point for him personally and or as an artist?
Meeting Nick, that has just really, life opened up when I met her, and over the first year of our marriage particularly, we went through a lot of things, and
you were in treatment during that
time. I was, yeah. 4 months after our marriage, ended up spending 3 months at Betty Ford, and 4 years ago now, and of course my first thought was, why now? We just got started, and the truth of it was, what a perfect time to build a real, absolute, solid foundation, and to do it together.
You changed my life, you changed my ways. I don't even recognize myself these days. It must be a reflection of you. Only you. Oh. I can't remember feeling love like this. I'm so alive. I can't imagine living life without you by my side. Day after day, you find a way. So true, I'm all for you.
When you talk about that whole process of falling in love, getting scared, looking for an exit strategy, was that going on with you in drugs to a degree?
Yeah, there's just a particular shaped hole that can only be filled by the real thing. And I think everybody's got to figure out what that is for themselves. And my experience was I kept trying to fill it with things that weren't truthful and weren't healthy, and it was an easy escape, and it was not a good time in my life, not a good time at all.
And is it something you get over, or you feel you have to keep watch over it?
It's a funny thing. I don't think of it in terms of, you know, every day being scared or anything like that. I've been very fortunate to have entered into a new way of walking through life that has changed everything for me. And one of the greatest gifts for me is being present. I mean, I'm present today. I'm actually here in the moment. Mm-hmm. And as anybody listening knows, that's the only place life is. And to have a 2-year-old child at the moment, it's such a perfect time. Everybody talks about how fast that goes, and she'll be grown and gone before you know it. Don't miss any of it. Well, I'm not. I promise you, I'm not missing one sliver of it because I'm extremely present and grateful for where we are today.
Oh, Mr. Urban, delightful to talk to you. Thanks so much for
you
everything.
Too, Scott. Yeah, very nice to talk to you too.
Keith Urban, his new album, Get Closer, speaking with us from New York.
What kind of spell is this that you cast on me with your kiss? It's like I've lost all control of my senses.
And you can visit nprmusic.org to hear Keith Urban's new album, Get Closer, in its entirety. In its entirety? That's a great deal. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Oh, but I'm feeling good here beneath the pines of the Georgia woods. And what a surprise.